Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Silence is complicity. I was reminded of that yet again during my recent trip to Israel. As a matter of fact, the Prime Minister was telling me, he said, I remember what you said. I forgot what I said when I landed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time, which I call a time machine.
Every day. Continue to bear witness, to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Crazy.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, we're done.
Not
we're
every
done.
Person with
this
a uterus
isn't complicated.
Has the ability
Let me
to
tell
pregnant.
You, if a person has
this
a
is
uterus
medicine.
And is born female, they are a woman. That is not a man, and the vast majority of the world considers that to be a woman.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I just had my grandson in on my lap. A lot of people saw it on social media and Rumble. It's thanks for saying that. Someone said, when they're that happy, a big one is on the way. Probably. Bruce from the Mets said, has he got the pen flipped down yet? He was playing with the pen. So cute. Baby Coos. Yeah, Baby Coos. That's my name with Deerfield. It was Coos, after the Bob Cousy, the great Celtics player. But I call him Gunnar Jr. Or Baby. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Dow was down today 495 points. Just another day at the office, down the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1.7%. I think my losses for the year at a very conservative 401k is going to be about 12%.
I thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.
You bet, Joe. We're enjoying it, all of us. Anyway, 844-500-4242. So we have a new person here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, and her name is Emma Foley, and she just graduated in the spring from Boston College, and we were having her do a bunch of different things. She writes columns for the Howie Carr Show website, howiecarrshow.com. You can read her latest column on the Houck family and how they're being persecuted by the Department of Justice and the FBI. You've seen that on TV, and she's from suburban Philadelphia, and she's got a column on it. She writes, there's going to be another column breaking about the Massachusetts Republican Party and Anthony Amore. That's going to be breaking fairly shortly. That's a big, big local news story. But we also wanted to send her out. I used to do this when I was in local TV news, which was Man in the Street, we called it. I guess you call it Person in the Street now, or Cisgendered in the Streets, or Spirit Fluid, or whatever in the Street. Birthing people in the streets, yeah. It's the same thing, though. It's the same thing. And so, Emma, welcome to the Howie Carr Show Radio Network, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
And so where did you go for your first Man in the Street?
So I went local. I live in South Boston, so I went to University of Massachusetts, the Boston campus. And it was worse than I was expecting. No one knows much about the current political situation, who's in charge of them, who has a grip on every part of their lives. It was shocking.
Obviously, it was your first day out. You won't be shocked again, will you?
Right. No. I know what to expect now.
Yeah. It's just like, it's very easy to do, as as you saw. It's just, you just have to, when you're doing it for TV, you just have to get like a cross section. Someone with a hat, someone with bad teeth, someone with an accent, and just, but they're all going to be, or most of them are going to be not very very smart. Let's put it that way. So so we've got these cuts. Do you want to set it? Do you want to set them up? Which is the first cut we want to have play? The governor cut?
Sure. Yes.
And what did you? How did you? What was the question?
So I asked them first if they're from Massachusetts, and if they were from Massachusetts, I asked if they know who their current governor is.
Don't know.
So
that was a compendium of the greatest hits. Yeah. And then you asked them who was running for governor?
If they did know, I asked them who was running, and a few of them I asked if they're going to vote. So let's find out.
Okay.
Are you from Massachusetts originally?
Yeah, I'm from Worcester.
Do you follow state politics? Do you know who our current governor is?
No.
You're from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Do you know who the current governor of Massachusetts is?
No, actually.
Are you from Massachusetts originally?
Yes.
Do you know who our current governor is?
No.
Do you know who the current governor of Massachusetts is?
No.
Are you both from Massachusetts originally?
Yeah, I am. Foxborough.
Revere, Massachusetts, yeah.
Can you tell me who the current governor of Massachusetts is?
Nah.
No, it's...
I have no idea.
Is it still Baker?
Yes.
Yeah, Baker.
Do you guys follow state politics at all?
Yeah.
Do you know who our current governor is?
Wait, Markey? Wait, is it
Michelle?
No.
That's the mayor of Boston.
I'm thinking of Markey. Wait, what is his name?
Mark?
No, I'm thinking of like...
Ed Markey's our senator.
Okay, I was going to say.
Nah, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Governor Baker's our current governor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So there's a governor election coming up. Do you guys know who's running in that?
No. Cannot tell you, no.
Do you plan on voting, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
But before I do, like, definitely want to do research.
We have a big election coming up in November. Do you know the two candidates that are running for governor?
Baker or no?
it's okay.
No.
That's almost a trick question.
No, he's a senator.
Okay, I'm guessing no. No, I don't.
My hair's on fire.
I was surprised though, because I feel like during COVID, everyone paid more attention to who was their governor because...
Well, the guy was, you know, and again, this is another indication of the decline of TV watching, because this guy was on TV, it seemed like, much to my chagrin, around the clock, telling us what to do, giving orders for a year and a half or 2 years, and nobody watched.
Right, right. And they would have been in high school during his last election, so they must not pay attention, but they're going to vote. They're going to vote, so we'll see.
They don't know who they're voting for, but that's okay. All right. So none of them knew Markey's nickname either, of Mr. Frosty. Okay, so what's this next cut? Did you ask him about the climate change? What did you ask him?
Yes. So I wanted to know if the climate crisis was a big issue for them and what they're doing about it, and if they think we're going to die in 12 years. So we'll do...
And this is right. And by the way, for those of you who aren't from Boston, UMass Boston is right on the harbor. It's right on the ocean. I mean, the rising sea level is going to, you know, result in... you're going to be able to cut classes probably within a matter of weeks. But here it is.
How do you feel about the current climate crisis?
Oh my God.
It's really bad.
It's really bad?
Yeah. It's there's a lot going on. Climate is kind of deteriorating.
How do you feel when they say we're going to live for 12 years?
I feel worried because I kind of want to live beyond 12 years.
Do you believe that the world is going to end in 12 years?
Give or take, maybe.
I don't think it's going to be 12 years exactly. Like, there's probably a few hundreds, but maybe, who knows?
It'll be probably when, like, my kids are, like, or, like, the next generation, I feel like, is going to be one of the last ones. Honestly, it might be shorter.
I don't think it's a matter of, like, how long we have, like, to live or to die. I think it's more about how much we want to kind of endure.
I mean, I don't think it's 12 years. I think it's, like, to, for, like, what is it called?
To
irreversible, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And for 12 years, which I believe... But I don't know. It's still kind of like hard because of the new Green Deal and stuff like that.
What do you think will happen if we don't do something about it now?
The ocean levels will rise and we'll probably run out of food because, I don't know, the water and the soil.
That's very scientific. We'll probably run out of food like because. Oh, how's the... It's very, it's very bad, man. The weed. It's not. It's not as bad. Not as much THC because of El Niño or El Niño.
Stay off the weed.
Okay, we got one last one. What's the last one?
So I asked them if they know what the term the squad is and if they did to name any of the members.
And this was right after the squad was in Boston or Somerville last weekend, and there was a there was some, you know, minor street violence at outside the theater in Somerville. But I assume they had no clue.
I was surprised about this because they say that the squad is really influential on young college age, mm-hmm. especially women.
And, you know, all you have to do is jump on the red line there at UMass Boston, Columbia Point station there, JFK, and just go straight up to Porter Square, and just you can walk to the theater. They could have walked from their dorms if they were, you know, if they were boarders. Here it is.
If I say the squad, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-mm, no.
I've never heard of the squad.
No, I don't know what the squad is.
Can you name any of the members of the squad?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No. The squad. No. No. No.
If I say the squad, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
If I say the squad, do you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Are you able to name any members of what are known as the squad?
No, I have not heard of that term before.
Nobody.
No, nobody.
Not a
nobody could come up with, you know. And by the way, this is in the district of Ayanna Pressley, who is she's the Ringo Starr of the squad. She's the bald one. She's the least known of the squad. And no one could come up with any of the names.
No, I was expecting AOC. I did not get anything.
Nothing. Wow. All right. This is what public education buys you, says 919. So 978, is this gym going to be posted anywhere? Can you post this?
So we'll have videos up on the site, so you'll be able to see the visuals.
Oh, we'll be able to we'll be able to see the man in the streets.
So that'll be up next week on the Howie Carr Show site. And
nose rings?
A couple of strange hairstyles.
Purple hair?
Blue.
Blue hair. Yeah. Okay. And I'll give you a tip just from my man in the street days. Purple trumps blue hair.
Okay.
If you can. All see it. We all see it.
He has blue hair.
Okay.
Blue.
All right. That's very good. Very good job. So we'll have the stuff posted next week then. All right. 844-500-4242. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
And again, Emma's got a story up now. Check it out online, HowieCarrShow.com. It's about the Hawks in suburban Philadelphia and the raid on their house. And there'll be another story later today about the Massachusetts GOP and some infighting that's about to be revealed. Having a routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's ups and downs. Even better, knowing that you can take premium audio with you thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. And now's the time to get them because this week you can save up to 25% on Raycon products. I'm going back to Florida tomorrow, and I've got my Raycons are already packed and they're ready to go. I get up early in the morning and I do some walking on the bike path or up to the Breakers for a free cup of coffee. It's just a nice time to be out there. The weather is still great, and I like to listen to tunes when I'm walking, whether it's sometimes even classical music in the morning. I like Bach, or that's my favorite of the classical greats. But anything sounds great with Raycon's wireless everyday earbuds. They look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to, whether it's rock or jazz or classical or even podcasts. I like true crime. Raycon features noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or to tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen when I travel or during a workout or in that morning walk that I'm going to be doing now in Florida every dawn when I wake up. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. That's very important, as you know. You don't want them dropping out of your ear, having to look for them on the ground, or just being embarrassed, looking stupid. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And here's the best part, perhaps. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on the microphone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products, with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you get a COVID booster shot? Yes, no, or I've never gotten any of them.
No.
63% of the audience says no. 28% say I've never gotten any of them. 9% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. So Brandon was out there today, and he was celebrating the Jewish New Year at the White House, and then later on, he delivered remarks on the ongoing federal response to Hurricane, well, as Nancy Pelosi called it, Hurricane Ion. But let's go with Brandon with cut eight.
America's heart is literally breaking. Just watching people watching on television.
My heart is breaking watching people watch it on television. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut number nine.
Red Cross volunteers as far away as Oregon and the Dakotas.
You know, we just did the cheap bastard deal, Ready Wise American Red Cross 60 serving emergency meal food supply bucket kit. I didn't call it the American Red Cross. I don't believe I've ever confused the words cross and cars, but Brandon did just now. Cut 11.
America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory.
Prepared? Cut 12. Let's hear that one again.
America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory. Every single inch. So, Mr. Putin, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Every inch.
Mr. Putin, don't misunderstand what I'm saying?
It's a tall order.
I mean, you know, we have the same native tongue as the president. I mean, how is Putin supposed to be able to I can't understand him. You can't understand him. How is Putin supposed to be able to understand him? And I love the fact that he says every inch. I thought inflation was only up an inch. Is this now the measurement for everything in the world? An inch? Fourth down in inches. We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, he was asked today, Brandon was, about the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline in the Baltic Sea. That's that delivers Russian fossil fuel natural gas to the European Union. And he said he would, in February, he said he would end it if Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia invaded Ukraine, and now someone has ended the Nord Stream pipeline, sabotaged it. And it's an environmental catastrophe in the Baltic Sea. And there's a mystery. No one is taking credit for it. And the fact is, though, that there's a guy in Poland. He's a part of the government, and I think he's the foreign minister, and he's married to a writer for The Atlantic, which is a deep state media outlet, formerly The Atlantic Monthly. And it's just, I mean, it's a total propaganda arm. It's of the U.S. government, of the deep state. And this Polish minister who's married to the editor or writer for The Atlantic, He tweeted out a picture of the Nord Stream pipeline and the gas coming up out of the sea, and said, "Thank you, USA." And then he deleted his tweet. And so people are wondering, he has pretty good sources, this guy from Poland. And, you know, his wife has pretty good sources, and she's in what might as well be a CIA publication. So does she or he know something that we don't know? And did he let the cat out of the bag, and that's why he deleted the tweet? So there are all these unanswered questions, but the mainstream media says that it's in no way the U.S. government would have done that. But would Vladimir Putin have sabotaged his own pipeline? That doesn't seem very believable, does it? So who would have done it? So Brandon was asked about this today. So here's what he had to say. Cut 13.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies. We're going to work with our allies to get to the bottom exactly precisely what happened. And as at my direction, I've already begun to help our allies enhance the protection of this critical infrastructure. And at the appropriate moment, when things calm down, we're going to be sending divers down to find out exactly what happened. We don't know that yet exactly, but we're not, just don't listen to what Putin is saying. What he's saying, we know, is not true.
You know, whenever they say that the Russians are pumping out this information, I don't know about you, but my BS detector explodes. And also, when anyone from the government, but Brandon in particular, says he's going to get to the bottom of it, I kind of figure that someone's wielding a pretty big broom, and the cover-up is underway. When are they going to get to the bottom of who Ray Epps is, by the way? When are they going to get to the bottom of who put the pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC on the night before, what, January 6th or the night before the inauguration? 844.
The investigation continued.
Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
How you doing, Howie? Hey, could you play that last cut of the president? Defend every square inch of
of NATO?
Putin?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we will defend every inch of NATO territory, but that doesn't include Ukraine, does it, Ed? So, I mean, what does that statement mean ultimately?
I have no idea. The guy is such a babbling idiot. He brings a Babylon Brook a bad name. I mean,
right. And when he tells you, and when he tells you, you can't trust Putin. I mean, this is the same guy who told us that the Hunter Biden laptop, his own son's laptop, was Russian disinformation. He said that during the debate. So now he's telling us that this is more Russian disinformation about, saying that the U.S. blew up the pipeline. I don't know who blew up the pipeline. I'm just saying that, I don't believe anything Joe Biden says. Thanks for the call, Ed. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Howie, listen, I'm just wondering, if the Republicans take the House, how long would it actually take to get rid of the Queen of Mean?
Well, she won't be the speaker after January, once the new House is sworn in and they have an election. But I don't you think, Dan, that she would just not even come back? She would probably resign. I mean, my understanding is that they're leaving the ambassadorship to Italy open, just because that's what she would like as her retirement golden parachute for a couple of years.
I mean, what kind of parachute do you need at 90, Howie? The only parachute you need is into the ground, pretty much, isn't it?
She's 81, 82 years old. Her husband's got a drinking problem. They've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know why we need to give her anything more. She's had this private jet, or it's a government jet, but she's the only one who uses it, so it might as well be her own jet. And she's had that for several years now, since the Democrats took over control of the House of Representatives, I guess, in 2018. I don't think we need to give her anything more. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. 508. If the U.S. didn't blow up the pipeline, Brandon would be screaming about bringing those responsible to justice. Well, is it our responsibility to investigate? I thought that we couldn't be the world's policemen. I thought that's what Democrats always said. I guess it's different now. 844-500-4242-917. We've given Ukraine $60+ billion. Have the other NATO countries given the same? Laugh, LMAO. Couldn't resist. Well, no, they're not giving them anything. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie. A little bit different subject, if you don't mind. The woman that got injured on the Moakley Bridge the other night.
Yes, something fell on her.
Yeah, they showed the condition of the light poles today on the news. And according to the inspection that was done a month or so ago, they were fair, but they're all rotted out and rusted out. And you get a good strong wind will blow them over. What the hell are they doing in Boston?
Well, you know, Bob, I don't know what the situation was with those lampposts, but you know what's been going on. Have you seen the stories? A couple of years ago in San Francisco, they were having the same problem with streetlights just toppling over randomly after they'd been up for 100 years and nothing had ever been wrong with them. Do you remember these stories?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And what was do you remember what the problem was?
No, I don't remember what the problem was.
It was urine.
The problem is here.
It was urine. Well, all the bums were just it wasn't just dogs peeing on fire hydrants anymore. It was bums peeing on the streetlights and everything else. And it was, over the long term, I mean, just, day after day after day, bum after hobo, after derelict, after junkie, they were starting to topple over. I wonder if that's the case. I mean, it doesn't seem like on the Moakley Bridge there would be any there would be that many vagrants, but I don't know.
No, but the problem is, what is the inspection group in Boston City Hall? What are they getting paid for? Is my point.
I don't. They got a lot of inspectors at Boston City Hall, but I don't know that they're anyone's investigating streetlights or anything like that. I don't know the answer to that question, Bob. Thanks for the call, though. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, I want to ask a question. I know you're going to get mad with me, but I believe I want DeSantis to be running the first and then Trump to come second. Really, we need a younger president. He's about 30 years younger than Trump. And also, Melania, she never helped him. I said, first lady. Look at her daughter. She's liberal. Her husband is liberal. Ivanka Trump. She's liberal.
Well, Mr. Garcia, did you see the new book out by Maggie Haberman? I mean, she's got all kinds of weird stories about everybody in this book. I know she works for the New York Times, very fake news, all that. Take it with a grain of salt if you want. But she says that in these latest excerpts that were released today, that Trump wanted to throw Jared Kushner, her, and Ivanka, the Mr. and Mrs. America there, his daughter and his son-in-law, he wanted to throw them out of the White House. Do you believe that?
I don't think so, no.
No, I don't believe it either. I've seen him playing with those little kids down at Mar-a-Lago. Those kids, he loves those little kids. Like, everybody loves their grandchildren.
But DeSantis' wife look first lady, but I know Trump's wife, is she a nice lady, but she had to speak out. She had to speak out because she's the first lady, and she never.
Now, why does she have to speak, Mr. Garcia? She likes her privacy, you know. I don't think she was that crazy about being first lady. I mean, obviously there were positives to it, but you know, on the other hand, I think she could have gone out and enjoyed her life. And, you know, she didn't have the same, megalomania, shall we say, as Jill Biden. You know, I don't think she cared that much about it. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, I'm just want to get your reaction to an idea that I think is appealing, and that is to have Trump actually named a Speaker of the House. I could just see Pelosi melting like the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
But Peter, I know that's been bandied about as a suggestion, because you don't have to be an elected member of the House of Representatives. The House elects who they want to be the Speaker. But, you know, Peter, he said he wasn't interested. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy wouldn't want that. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy, I'm sure, has got, signed pledge cards from all the Republicans. I have no doubt about
it. I just want to see Pelosi's reaction.
I think Pelosi's reaction, once she loses the gavel, Peter, I mean, it doesn't really matter who takes it. You know, the only thing she's going to care about is that she loses it. It doesn't matter if she loses it to Iran or Ion or Ian, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as it's not hers, you know, she's going to be brokenhearted, and it's going to be the end of her political career. She's not going to be back next. If the Republicans take control of the House, and keeping my fingers crossed, like everybody, she's not going to be back. She's gone. And Steny Hoyer, I don't know. And they'll have to elect a new leader, but I mean, how can they elect Steny Hoyer? I mean, I think he's 83. And James Clyburn, the third guy, he's black, but he's in his 80s. I mean, who are they going to pick? Who's going to be the leader of the Democrats? And don't tell me Catherine Clark, the blow-in drifter from Colorado who now represents Massachusetts. Ugh, she's the worst. Thanks for the call, Peter. 844-500-4242. Natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared with last year this winter, and that's probably a low-ball estimate the way things are going. That's a 24% increase just at $46, due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater as the weather gets colder. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. I've already started using mine in my office. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love my Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, quote, I used this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure. Right now, you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
(844) 500-4242-339 says they should make Pelosi ambassador to Iran. I don't believe we have diplomatic relations with the mullahs. But that would be, I'd like to see, she would have a good time in Tehran. Would she have to wear a hijab, whatever they call it? That's what the, is, have Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have spoken out about this, movement for female emancipation in Iran that's leading to these crackdowns and civilians being shot in the streets and the protests? Oh no, they haven't commented? Odd, huh? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, Howie, I just want to congratulate Emma on her project of civics, on the higher learning of our new youth that's going to be taking care of us. I mean, these kids know the ingredients of Dorito chips and the biology of the Spicoli knowledge of every pot plant in the world. But you know what? We're all in big trouble. We're in such big trouble. Me and my wife are fighting over the last bullet, for God's sakes. I don't know, Howie.
Just try to enjoy it, you know. Mike, you're not surprised by that response, are you, that she got?
You know, Howie, I'll tell you, the state of New Hampshire, and I was the dumbest guy in the class, but I'm going to tell you something right now. They gave us civics. To order to graduate school, you had to know your government. And if you didn't know that in New Hampshire, you weren't going anywhere.
And I graduated high school in Massachusetts. You had to pass an American history class back in those days, you know? I know it was a long time ago, but you had to know it. You ever look at the old letters that sometimes they're collected in books from, Civil War soldiers that are writing home? These are guys who were in one-room schoolhouses, you know, probably didn't get beyond the equivalent of the third or fourth grade. Everything is perfect. The grammar, they knew exactly what they were writing. It complete sentences, subjects, verbs, everything agreed. It's really sad. Or immigrant letters in New York, you know, people that had come on the boat and been at Ellis Island. And then 5 years later, they're writing letters, and, you know, they're writing letters from Greenwich Village, and it's delivered the next morning in the Bronx. I mean, just number one, the Postal Service can't do that anymore. It'd be lucky if you ever get it from one borough to the other. But it's really sad, the decline of literacy in the United States. I agree. 844-500-4242. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, I have a little quick one for you. You say that you don't believe anything that Brandon says because of all of his lies.
Yes.
I say that I can believe a few things. And one top of mind is, I don't know the exact phrasing, but he said something to the effect of, they formed the most perfect corrupt election team ever.
I knew that's where you were going with that. Here it is.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
You know what, Greg? I agree with you totally. I believe him when he said that. And then he also said, a few days ago, he said, we're going to make it so no one can ever steal an election in this country again. And I thought, well, how is that fair after you put together the most extensive voter fraud organization in American history, and no one else is going to be allowed to do do what you did?
I hardly remember those days.
Yeah, I know. 617, I graduated in 1996. We still had to pass the U.S. history to graduate.